Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with you. I'm in studio with Mayor John Martin from the town of Baxter.
City of Baxter.
Okay. People, and I'm from there, but I've said both all my life.
Right.
But Mayor Martin's with me this morning, and I wanted him to come in today for an update on all the things going on in Baxter. As most people know, in this area and this community, Baxter is growing leaps and bounds. Baxter is thriving, and big part of that success is Mayor Martin and the council, and no better person to come in and talk about all the good things going on in the last few weeks and weeks to come than the mayor. So welcome.
Thank you, Ben.
How you doing today?
Wonderful. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. You're one of my favorites. So, and it worked out well, and it's good timing before Christmas, so I'm excited. So let's get to some fresh stuff that just happened on Wednesday. It's an honor for the city of Baxter, an honor for you, and the Up and Coming Development District honored you with an award. And what kind of award did they give you?
Community of the Year. It was really exciting. It was an exciting day, but what brought this on, I think what created this is Portobello. Of course, you know, Portobello was, we've been working on this since 2018. If everything goes well, Portobello has told me that they will be open May of next year, ready to start hiring. They're talking about 200 employees. It build out, it'd be 225 to 250, but they're ready to start. Anatola, a marble and granite company, is in Baxter now. We had a ribbon cutting a week ago, and they're going to hire 40 to 45 new people. But our community is really growing. It's really been good, but contributing to that is a $750,000 grant that we got from Blue Cross. I know you've been over and saw our new park. It's every day that someone comments on it, parents and little kids, and the parents say, "How do you like our new park?" You know, and they comment on it. It's just a great addition to us. But the things that's going on in Baxter, like you said, the council, I've got a wonderful council that that works with me. We can get along, and everything that's going on is one reason we got the Community of the Year.
And so, and the Upper Cumberland Development District covers 14 counties, and I don't know how many cities.
Don't know.
30, 40, I don't know, probably. 50, I have no idea. And they picked Baxter.
That's correct.
I think that's a huge honor, Mayor.
It is an honor.
Congratulations. Honor.
Thank you so much.
I'm proud. Everybody that listens and knows me knows I'm a proud citizen of Baxter. I mean, live on the outskirts of it, but Baxter's my hometown, and I honestly never knew we would get to where we are.
And I never thought that.
No, it's not that I didn't have hope in people. I never just thought past, you know, we're just a small town. There's not really a lot going on in downtown. And you know, it's just quiet. And, you know, you think one day maybe it'll get busier or more people will have businesses here. But you really don't ponder on it. Well, right. It's reality now.
Right. It is.
It's a reality that the city of Baxter is growing downtown and around Baxter. It's just amazing. So did you get any kind of, like, I know you probably got a plaque or a trophy. Did you get anything else with this award, or is it just a?
Well, we got a certificate for that. We also got a certificate for the volume of grants that we got through that Upper Cumberland Development wrote for us. It's unbelievable what kind of job they do with us. Tommy Lee, he works with us on our planning board, and any question we have concerning any grants or anything that we don't really understand, he's our go-to guy at Upper Cumberland Development.
Yeah, so Tommy Lee does a lot of good work for a lot of counties and cities.
Right,
he is definitely one of those that's assisted Baxter and getting the planning side of things going, and he's a very valuable resource, and his staff are. So we appreciate you, Tommy Lee, if you're listening. So that's just great news that Baxter's been recognized for something that is well-deserved. And part of that, and part of that recognition comes with something that happened 2 weeks ago. City of Baxter had their Christmas parade.
Right.
And it was on a Friday night, and I think that's a good time. I think that's a good time to have it. I like the night parades. I know a lot of communities around the state have them during the day, and that's their choice. And I guess they – Mayor, I don't know why they do it during the day. Do you know?
I don't. I mean, it's just so festive at night. All the lights, the children, I think, enjoys it better at night. But it, We had a beautiful parade, the best, biggest and best parade we've ever had, but it had a lot of participation. It was great.
I've been to, I'm 41, I've been to probably 20 Baxter Christmas parades or more in my lifetime, and I've never seen that many people.
Right.
I looked from almost in front of Nunley's Drugstore down towards the depot and around and out, going out First Street and or Main Street, and I just thought, wow, where are these people from?
I agree.
And a lot of them are living in Baxter, right, or in the around Baxter. And so I got to talk to some people I didn't know, met some a few people. It was a good, it's a good learning time when you're meeting people around when you're having an event. And I don't know how many entries were in the parade. You know,
I don't really know, Ben. It's just unbelievable. I was up front,
yeah,
so I didn't really see all of it. But Kim Fan, really, you got to give her credit. It's unbelievable. She organized as far as putting everyone in their place.
Mm-hmm.
Did a outstanding job. But the parade really went well.
Yeah.
We had to extend the route because we knew there was going to be more people in it, and we almost got, even extending the route, we almost met the end of it. So it was really good.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
It is.
Let's
it's
admit.
Great.
So we're talking about some recent stuff that's been going, but things that have been happening in the past and still current and always in the future. The mayor and I like to have phone conversations about our growth coming to Baxter, and we're small town people. Baxter's still a small town. It's going to probably always be a small town, mm-hmm. but I like to see people come in. The amount of people coming in scares me a little bit, because we don't want to overwhelm ourselves with infrastructure.
Right.
And we're trying, and
right,
we're working on stuff together, and the mayor and the commission and the council are going to be working on stuff together. But how many homes have been built during your time as mayor? And then I want to talk about how many is being built now. So how many homes have been built roughly and developed since you took, you became mayor in what, 14?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, there's probably been 100.
Yeah.
Right now we've got another 120 that's been built now. We've got probably up to 500 committed to build. And we've got other developers that said that they would love to be there. One is another 300 townhomes, and another is 230 townhomes, which will give us almost 1,000 townhomes and homes. But the growth is just unbelievable, mm-hmm, in Baxter. And it's people, when we had the ribbon cutting at Horton across from the dollar store, I met people that's there that was looking for homes that day. Elderly people, very nice people, from Maryland, you know, Illinois, and they said they did research on Baxter. What they loved about it, they loved the community, they loved the way what we had there. They need a grocery store,
mm-hmm,
so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the schools that we have in Baxter is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We have four wonderful schools, award winning schools, and that's why people are coming into Baxter.
Yeah, education is key. Education. It's like you build it, they'll come. If you build schools, kids will come. If you build jails, people will fill them up.
I agree.
And the schools, if you can do award-winning schools and have good administration and good teachers and a good staff all the way around, parents want to send their kids to those schools where they're going to get a good education, an opportunity to succeed, and then maybe an opportunity to either go to a technical route while you're there, in school, or get you ready for when you get out of school, or go the college route. And then, of course, athletics is a big part of that.
That's,
you know,
correct.
There's kids that go to school because of athletics. They, mm-hmm, want to be a part of a good program. So I will say, and I've said it before, you know, Upperman Campus, middle school, high school, and then the primary school, and then Cornerstone is just they're top of their league, I think. And I think that's a testament to the administration, the school board, and our director. So I know that's what's bringing them. So, you know, the reason I asked you how many you'd had since 14, you've had about 100, but you've got 100 more coming right now, so you're already meeting that. So it takes time. The reason I brought that up, you started in 14, where Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right.
And you'd been married years ago, long time ago, but you got back in and you had a plan. And
we
talked about it. You had a vision, and that vision was to give people access to more living. And we gradually grew for the last 7 years, and now we're about to grow 10 times. Well, actually, probably 6 to 7 times that in the next few years. And that's just a testament to the council and the opportunities that the city's given developers. And there's some beautiful land being developed, and it's something that happens. It's something with progress, but I know with that there's going to be infrastructure problems, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And the council too, because I know the council has been working hard, and as far as I know, all of them are doing everything they can, right?
Never had an issue. Everyone has opinions. And every meeting we have, I compliment our council. Everyone's got opinions, and I want that. If they've got something that they disagree with, I want to hear it, you know, and the rest of the council wants to hear it. But we always work it out. We've never had anything that we could not work out that night. We don't leave there unless we work it out. But it's an honor to work with a council. Some communities don't have that privilege we have in Baxter, but we've got a great bunch of people that works for Baxter. And I just want to say one thing about Putnam County as a whole. We've got such a team in Putnam County. You know, we've when we put Portobello together and everything that we've done in Putnam County, it's come from Mayor Porter, all of our commissioners, from the school board, everybody. We all work together, and that's what it's all about. And you work with a lot of counties, and you see that a lot of counties don't work like Putnam County does.
Right.
Yep. It means a lot to me.
Yep, you said it, and that's exactly right. Mayor, we're going to come back in just a minute after this break. We're going to talk about some more updates, some restaurants and some businesses and some other things going on in Baxter. Here on Local Matters with Ben Rogers, I have Mayor John Mark from Baxter. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Mayor Martin from the city of Baxter. We've been talking about the new housing developments and the growth in the city. With growth, a lot of growth or rapid growth, there comes growing pains. And we know that there's some infrastructure, maybe some infrastructure issues, but we're hoping that's going to be worked out. Some other things you're going to be looking at and the council is going to be talking about improving is services, our services. And that would include law enforcement and fire. And, of course, you don't have to worry about ambulance service because the county takes care of that. But fire and law enforcement is something y'all provide, but you don't have a full-time fire department.
Right.
And I imagine with the amount of people coming in, you're going to probably want to look at adding staff to your police force and maybe doing the fire department.
That's correct.
What do you think that looks like in your mind?
Well, money cures a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have money unless you have growth. You know, and a lot of people, some people don't like growth, but we'll have to say we have not had a tax increase in my administration in 5.5 years. I don't anticipate any. You know, I think that we try our best to manage what we have, live on that. But 2 years ago, we got a new fire engine through a grant, but we've got the equipment. But we need the manpower.
Right.
We've still got a great a fire department, a lot of great volunteers. Mm-hmm. But I want to see, especially with Portobello and all the other industry, that we feel like we're going to get. We need a full-time fire department. Police officers, we've got to add more of that. We've added another person to our street department or our water department, getting ready to add another because of all the growth that we've got. There's a lot of work going on in that. So, yeah, we're going to have to add people. We know that, but you've got to have the money to do it.
Yeah, and those new houses being built, you know, you have real property, you have land. They're improving that property by putting a house on it. That means there's going to be more property taxes paid.
That's correct.
And those property taxes paid in the city is going to go directly to providing services for those citizens.
That's correct.
And hopefully with that increase in property tax, you can maybe get your full-time fire department. You can add the Chief Danny Holmes' staff.
That's correct.
Who did a great job, by the way. The police department, Baxter, is wonderful. But then you've got some water issues coming up, and it's okay to talk about because we're going to address it as a commission, and you've addressed it as a council, and we're hoping to work together. You've got to expand your sewer system.
Right.
And so what's the reason for the expansion of the sewer system?
Well, what we've got going on in Baxter now, and it's, we're not the only municipality that has the same problem. We have infiltration of water into our sewer system. Broken pipes. We're going to correct that. We've got to have monies to correct that issue. But they're going to start cameraing all of our system Monday, next Monday.
Okay.
There's a contract let. We got a CDBG grant of $650,000 that we're putting to use to find out where all of the infiltration of water is coming into our system. Once we correct that problem, it's going to give us more capacity at our sewer plant. Our sewer plant is not really the big issue. We're getting ready to spend $3 million on our sewer plant. We got we applied for $3 million for a sewer plant, and we got a 50% grant, which is $1.5 million. The city of Baxter's going to put in $1.5 million, which is going to help us some there. But we've got to stop the infiltration of the water into our system.
And with the ARPA money, the ARP money, I should say, the American Rescue Plan funds, there's ability to do that. The city of Baxter did not get a lot of that money.
No, we did not.
A lot of that's going to the counties. Putnam County's getting $15 million. The discussion, and nothing's been voted on, so we're not saying anything's happening yet, but the discussion that will come up about maybe the county using some of that money to assist the city of Baxter on finding out where that water is infiltrating. Any way we can help make the water system better for all the growth that's happening.
Right.
Because developers are not going to come and build if they don't have access to sewer or good water lines.
Correct.
And so this is why I became a commissioner. And I don't get on soapbox, but I'm here to help. You know, I'm here to provide a service and try to help people and try to help communities. And there's no denying that Putnam County, Cookeville, Allgood, Monterey, and Baxter are all growing. Well, we got to make sure we're ready for it.
You're exactly right.
And it takes funds, but we're fortunate through the ARP and some other stuff, which I know some people don't like it. It's increased our national debt. I understand that. Hey, I'm with you. I don't like our debt increasing, but it's done.
That's
the
right.
Money's coming. The money's already came. Half of it's already came. The other half's coming next year. You might as well spend it.
Right.
And you might as well spend it on things that are important, that are productive. And if we can do that and can find a way to help communities like Baxter, then that's what needs to be done.
Well, one thing about the request on the ARP money, the growth we have, the county is going to reap greatly because you take 1,000 homes, just a minimum 1,000, you're talking $1 million a year that's going back into the county. So really it's going to be a payback to the county if we can get any help, and they're not spending county money. If we can get some help from the county on the ARP money, it's not coming from tax money. It's money that the federal government gave.
Right.
But what we're going to do with 1,000 homes, you're going to get a minimum of $1 million a year that's going back into the county, which is going to help the county.
Sure. More. And that don't count the sales tax from the people that are coming in.
Correct.
That are living in the county. And I know your hope, and this is not you being selfish, and it's not me being selfish, but I know the hope you have is those people that are moving inside the city are going to purchase things inside the city.
Correct.
Therefore, need for a grocery store. therefore need for more restaurants, mm-hmm. therefore need for more retail. Mm-hmm. And so, and nothing gets going to Cookeville, but if you're growing in Baxter, you want the money to stay in Baxter as Correct. Much as possible. So, and at all, it's not going to do that, obviously, but that is, and that's how development and growth works, is that's the circle or cycle, I should say, of how that works. And we're, you're right. Those new homes, they're going to be paying property taxes to the county and the city.
Right.
And we're going to benefit from that. So, hopefully we can work it out. We know there's a need there. We know that we're going to have a sit-down conversation with the engineers and talk about what the need is and just work together,
right.
which we've been successful at
right.
forever now, or
Always.
At least for the last 7 years. We've been really good at working together. So, and so we're not sad about the growth. We're not mad about it. We're excited about it, but we know there's growing pains. We know there are issues. We know there's things you got to address, and you've already started. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're just sitting back and waiting for things to happen. You and the council are already thinking ahead. A full-time fire department, more staff at the police force, more public works people, water lines, everything. Y'all have already thought about it.
Well, rooftops brings more business.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have rooftops to get your good restaurants, to get the grocery stores. If we add this many more homes, we're going to double our population, triple our population. And when you do that, that's what everybody's looking at. I had a call today. You know, matter of fact, I can't elaborate on it.
Sure.
But it's a big project. It's another retail avenue for Baxter.
Sure.
You know, the restaurants, Taco Bell. Taco Bell is building now. They're getting ready to pour the floor and everything. They've got the load of steel in yesterday. Fiesta Cancun is supposed to start hopefully in February, which is another really nice restaurant.
Right.
But the growth will bring your grocery stores, bring more restaurants, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for make Baxter a comfortable place to live and not have to go. And no disrespect to Cookeville. Of course, we know we'll have to go to Cookeville some, but I like to have everything in Baxter that people really need.
Sure.
You know, and not have to travel.
Yep. That's the idea of recapturing that growth. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters with Mayor John Martin after we take this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mayor John Martin from the city of Baxter. Good information so far. Always good catching up with the mayor, and he's just the updates we have and all the growth we've been talking about is a big deal for our city, and just love being there and being a part of it. One thing that was new, we tried a couple weeks ago. It was actually the weekend before the parade, and it was Small Business Saturday, which is right after Thanksgiving. And I will brag on my wife. She was a big part of that, Amy. And then Amy Allen at the American Farmhouse, them two got together with your permission, right. then the city's permission, and the chief's permission about shutting down just a little segment of road. Got together for 4 hours on Saturday, invited local businesses that make that are making something or have a craft or have an art or have a boutique to come and set up and sell their product and benefit themselves, but also provide people a place to go purchase Christmas presents and things like that. And it was such a success. We couldn't believe, I think we had 12 people set up, 12 vendors, and we couldn't believe how many people come through.
Right.
You come by, we talk for a few minutes. The chief come by, a lot of people come by. Again, it was only 4 hours. It was almost the perfect setup, a beautiful day. It was chilly, but it come out to be great. But they had it right there in front of American Farmhouse because the whole downtown area of Baxter is being, I would say, beautified. I don't know if that's even the right word, but it's just looks a lot better.
Right,
City Hall looks great. The depot looks great. And just the horizon, when you go there and you just look through Baxter, it's like, wow, there's been a lot of work done. So what better place to have it than downtown? And there was a lot of people that came by. Mm-hmm. And I know you were surprised.
I was surprised. But it was a great day.
Yeah, and so proud of Amy and Amy for doing that. Going to do it again next year, everybody. In Small Business Saturday, they'll have another one in Baxter and probably try to work out in conjunction with the one they have in Cookeville and try to team up and make it a little bit better. But stuff like that, Mayor, we didn't do stuff like that years ago.
No.
And, you know, the car shows were big before COVID. You know, every other Saturday during the summer, I'd see cars lined up, and that was started back when, you know, you're really heavy to me when you got mm-hmm. back in. And so a lot of good things happening downtown, but something else that's going to look different downtown that just happened this week is we got a caboose.
Right.
The caboose that set at the depot in Cookeville is now in Baxter.
That's correct.
How'd that process start?
Well, they were talking about, the city of Cookeville was talking about selling the caboose. Glenn Jones, which is the president of our Friends of the Depot, is very, very active in Baxter. It's unbelievable what he does for us. Got with Mayor Shelton and talked to them about donating it to Baxter where we can keep it in our area. Thanks to Mayor Shelton and the council, the Cookeville Council, they donated that to us. The expense we had was moving it. Of course, the Friends of the Depot paid for that. Mm-hmm. You know, they had money that they had raised, and we're going to paint it red. It will be red back in the era of really what that caboose was. The caboose is absolutely beautiful inside. Absolutely. There's artifacts in there that the city of Cookeville left in there for us. It's a beautiful caboose inside, but it's a great asset to Baxter, especially the Whistle Stop, sitting right there in front of the Whistle Stop. The Whistle Stop is a great restaurant, so it will enhance his business also. But what I want to see in Baxter, you know, everybody says, why are you not doing more downtown? Growth goes where the traffic's at. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not in any way ever wanting to destroy our little town, sure. As people says, our little town. I'd love to see candy shops, ice cream shops, and things like that. We've got a lot to offer, especially with our museum, the caboose, the farmhouse, the events that you're talking about, to bring people into our downtown. And that's my next goal, okay? We want to build on that.
Yeah, and you know how people are. They want everything right now.
I agree.
Everything.
That's kind of like I am. I want everything now, but...
We can't have everything right now.
No, we can't.
I think I said earlier, you started where you knew you had to start with making Baxter more appealing for people to come and live.
Right.
And with the people, you get the money because they're going to pay taxes. So you really got to start there, and they're coming because what Baxter can offer now, but Baxter's going to be able to offer so much more.
Right.
I want to thank the city of Cookeville for partnering with us on that. They didn't have to let us have that caboose.
Didn't.
They could have sold it or done something else. And again, that's why our county thrives, is because cities are working together and the counties are working with the cities. And we get opportunities like this, and we take advantage of it. It's going to benefit not only us, but I think it's still going to benefit Cookeville.
That's correct.
People are going to come see that. There's a lot of enthusiasts out there in this country. Train enthusiasts, mm-hmm. A lot of them, and they come to places like that.
Right.
And so our depot, goodness gracious, I can't say enough about the depot. That's one of the best things we've done. Now we got a caboose to look at, and when they get out of the caboose, they, like you said, they can walk down the hill and go in the Whistle Stop and eat. But we mentioned that, you know, everybody's wanting to know, what do you want to do about downtown? But people are still working downtown. You know, the flower shop's still going. The ownership changed.
Right.
Well, that could have died, Mayor.
That's correct.
But it didn't, because people are invested in our community and they see an opportunity. And now that's the flower shop's doing great.
Right.
Like I said, Amy Allen's store, American Farmhouse, is doing wonderful. People are coming all over to go to her store.
Right.
We've got the Monarch. We've got all the stuff going in the city. So there's been a lot done in the city. So I don't know why they're fussing at you for, because That's harsh.
I didn't think about it, but we're getting one more restaurant.
Okay.
Right below the farmhouse.
Okay.
Where we had our old city garage.
Yeah.
And they're drawing the plans now and working with the architect, and they're going to put a restaurant right on that corner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so
they were at the council meeting last week or last month and addressed the council on it. So they've already got... the drawing started, you know,
good.
So they're going to bring it to the next meeting, but they're going to build a restaurant right there.
Do we know what kind of food we're going to
don't
have?
Know.
Don't know.
Don't
well,
know.
Whatever they bring, I'm sure it'll be great, because whatever can come to Baxter is going to be pretty much different than what we got.
Right.
And we got the Mexican restaurant out there at 70.
Doing a wonderful.
They are.
Wonderful business.
Yep.
Great people.
El Azteca, is that what it is?
Azteca.
Yeah,
right.
Azteca. Yeah, it's good. I've stopped by there and had lunch and dinner. And so it's those things right there that people are coming, and you know, and there's only more things going to happen.
Oh, yes. I agree.
So we got the caboose. Talked a little bit about the Blue Cross Park and that grant. Yeah, I had John Ross on a few weeks ago. We talked about that. And of course, he was instrumental, his department working with your departments and Blue Cross and the people that did the grant of getting that. Every time I go by, I see people there.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, used to when you're driving by that area and you see cars in the parking lot, you're thinking, well, people's practicing softball or playing softball. Well, that's not always the case. There's people at the park.
Right.
There's people at the amphitheater. There's people at the Reflection Park. There's people at the Baxter Seminary, and I love the seminary park.
I do, too.
The way it's lit up at night, the access to walk right down the sidewalk all the way up by the softball field to the Blue Cross Park. You know, that vision was great, and luckily I was a part of all that, and I'm thankful to be a part of that. It's something we've been talking about for years, and so it's just looking really good in that area. And then we've got, you know, everything going out by the interstate, and people, there's areas for development there. Napa's doing great.
Right.
Of course, Loves and Shell and Speedway, everything is just booming over there.
Everything's booming.
How often are you talking to the business owners in Baxter?
Quite often. I do.
And I think a part of that, the reason I ask is I already knew the answer to the question, because I have those people tell me, well, Mayor Martin comes in and checks on us every now and then. And I'll try to go in and check on people. Of course, I'm just a commissioner, and you're the mayor. But when they tell me that you're coming by, hey, do you need anything? Hey, how's it going? How can we help you? Then they know you're vested.
Right.
And that makes them feel better. And so, you know, do you think the city of Baxter is ever going to annex any more out? Is that something y'all have talked about?
I've got property. We had a meeting with the legislators Monday. We had a lot of issues that we addressed. One big issue was the limited access off of 56 from the interstate all the way to 70. We asked the question, why? You know, because we've got some really good hopes on another industry, two more possibly. There's some really good land right off of 56, but you can't cut the fence.
Right.
So we're going to go to the federal government and we're going to request, what do we need to do? Will you give us or give TDOT authority to work with us to possibly do some cuts on the fence? So that's our next step. You know, we've got some good farmland, some large areas there that can be developed. So I think that's what we're going to be doing.
That's one thing I like about you, Mayor. You don't always take no for an answer.
No, we don't.
You got Christmas plans? Big Christmas plans?
No, just with the family. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Well, as always, I appreciate you being here and taking time to talk with us and my listeners and tell us good stuff, and appreciate your friendship. I feel like one of the things being in the role I am is I've found good friends through working with people, and I've also found some enemies, but you're definitely not one of those. You are a blessing to our community. I'm so thankful for you and your wife and your family and what you do for us. And it's we're just glad to have you.
Well, we appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
You and Danny Holmes are our commissioners, and I hope and pray that both of you are going to run again and be reelected. The relationship we have with both of you is just unbelievable. Friends, along with your expertise and business sense, I think it goes a long ways, and I hope that happens.
Well, I appreciate it, Mayor. That's an unofficial endorsement, so I'm going to appreciate that very much. Good man, great family, and great public servant, and that's the key for me. Everyone, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. You won't hear from me until after the new year, so I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Mayor. Remember, everybody, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make someone smile today. I promise you, you'll feel good about it. Have a great weekend, and Merry Christmas.